Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Shalom, hello, namaste, salam. And today is such a beautiful day. We have so many coinciding beautiful things coming together. We have the spring equinox and the new moon of Aries just passed through, and the Persian New Year, and so much in the east and west and everywhere. So much beauty, so much spring, so much flowers, everything coming new. And so it's time for a powerful renewal. And I'm just super excited. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and realize that if it's love you're seeking, there's a chance this moment, there's that point where you can truly learn to fall in love with life, not just a person or a thing or an idea, but really falling in love with life. That by itself gives you so much freedom. And so today's show called Healing Through Fitness is really powerful in the sense that it's about living in the now, because when you're involved with your fitness and involved with your healing and involved with that intensity of life, which fitness sometimes has, you're really, more than anything, learning to live in the now with your whole being and your body and your soul and your mental capabilities, your emotions, your heart center, the pumping of blood. And so the beauty of that is immense, and the treasures that you gain from that is incredible. Living in the now is pretty much a chief cause of happiness. And living in the not now is also the chief cause of unhappiness, pain, and lack. So the strain of being not present in your own life is simply too great. It's just too much to miss. When you miss out on the present, you miss out on so much. No now, no life, you know. And some of the classic symptoms of living in the not now include no joy. When you disconnect from now, it's like hanging up on yourself. You feel lost. And then you experience no prosperity because you're in lack, because all your investments are tied up in some imagined future. This moment where that apple is in front of you and you can enjoy it, you lose that gratitude, and then it's hard to see the better things that are coming right in front of you. And then you say no to them, and eventually you're in lack. So no prosperity when you're not in the now. It's hard to have prosperity because you're in lack, because all your investments are tied up. No rest. You're too busy chasing happiness to be happy. No being. You're too busy looking for love to be loving. No peace. You're too anxious futurizing and replaying the past to enjoy the moment. And no intimacy because you're not present long enough for any real intimacy or relationship stuff. So essentially, I'm bringing myself down into the heart center to feel joy, sadness, anxiety, presence, being. All of them are embraced. And I'm just being with you right now. Really exciting to be here with you. And I'm getting ready to invite our guest for today, our guest Joshua. He is a powerful fitness healing instructor, and he is going to share some powerful nuggets of his story with us about his own personal challenge, about how he came to incorporate and create oneness in his mind, body, and soul. And so with no further ado, I want to bring on Joshua with us. Let's go ahead and connect. Let's see. And I click this button right here. Okay. There we go. Joshua, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Good, good. Awesome. Well, good to have you along. And I want to start off with just want to find out a little bit more about your background in the mind and body and ask how you found the connection between the two and how you do that to help the people you love so much in your life and how you help people achieve their goals through that. Is that okay to start with that?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, health and fitness has been one of those things that I actually got into when I was probably around 13 years old. What's funny is it was really because I didn't want to get beat up in high school and I was so skinny. So in seventh grade, I started lifting weights. So it started to be something to defend myself, but it quickly moved into a passion of mine because of the emotional connections with building your body, with trying to take care of yourself, and the endorphins release and things like that. So I graduated high school at 123 pounds, and that was after working out religiously every day for 5-6 years, every single day. But back then we didn't really have the internet, so I didn't know much about nutrition. So I was wondering why I wasn't growing, but I was getting very strong. So long story short,
your story is intriguing. I love hearing more about it. I want to hear it more clearly. I think something is rubbing against your microphone. I'm hearing a little tick, tick, tick sound. If you can just make sure.
Okay. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so. Go ahead.
Okay. So right after high school, I wanted to take it to the next level, and I realized nutrition is probably the component I'm missing. So I began really getting obsessed with learning everything I could about the body, just to grow my physique, my muscles. And in that process, I actually got really excited about learning about health and longevity at that point. So that transformed into that passion. So I learned everything I could find from every person I can find. And then eventually I became a bodybuilder, and I became competing in a division called Men's Physique, and I started winning shows, and then people would come up to me all the time, or just when I was at the gym, and ask me questions and ask if I can train and help them get in shape. And I kept telling everybody, no, I don't do that. And then eventually after a few years, I said, yeah, okay, I guess I'll go ahead and give it a shot after one of my best friends begged me. And so then that's kind of how it started. I just started helping some close friends, and they were posting their transformations. And these were quick transformations. These were like 6-7 weeks. And then they started posting them, and then everything just started taking off from there.
Oh, wow. Okay. This sounds really exciting, though. The fact that you actually have a story and you know your story. You know, some people don't, they have, they're like helping people, but they don't know how they got there. So it's pretty cool that you actually know the intricate steps of how you got there so that people can resonate with you. I still hear a little sound. I feel like maybe something is moving, or if you're on a table, I'm not sure. It almost feels like something is shaking with the microphone. So just wanted to see if while you're speaking, maybe
let me see if I can.
If you want to switch to a different version of it. So what are some of the maybe you can share with us a story of a particular challenge someone had. I also have someone on the line that has a specific question that I think actually could be a pretty good question for you to respond to. I can go with that right away if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. We have Thomas Wilbur. Thomas, are you let me just make sure I'm connecting him. Hi, Thomas. Are you with
can
us?
You hear? Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, yes. I love your question that you had sent in. I would love for you to ask that question. I think it's actually a very, very relevant one today.
Yeah, one of the things that I find is, as a person who's a bit older, I'm not sure, what is your age? just out of curiosity?
Sure. Yeah. So I've actually done body transformations from everybody from the early 20s all the way until the late 60s, 70s. So I've had every age range, probably in the 50s, 60s area, hundreds and hundreds of transformations in those areas, 50s, 60s, and even a couple in the 70s. It just depends on their business goals, if they're looking to get healthy or if they're looking to look better, or both.
Yeah, and how old are you, just out of curiosity?
Sure, I'm 33 years old.
Okay, because I'm 68, and so I come from a little bit of a different point of view. But one of the things that I was wondering about, because as you age, you know, there's certain excuses that can get in the way in terms of, you know, my knees don't feel so good, or I've got a physical injury from the past. But, you know, how do you break through getting healed if, in a sense, you've gotten to a place of, well, I don't really care even about getting healed? How does a person begin to care again?
Sure. So that's a great question. So first, I think it starts with it's an inside process out. So first, I think you would need to develop the mind state and the belief that you can feel extremely, extremely great the same way you did in your 20s or 30s. It's actually possible, even though it might not seem like it. So what I would do would be I would start looking at examples and searching around as much as you can for examples of people who actually started at your age and started, you know, feeling better and fixing injuries and things like that. And then the next step, I would start working with someone like myself or my team or just anybody who has a lot of nutritional experience as well as experience with the body. So a few tips and tricks to help get some of that feeling better is it's likely inflammation issues. And so a few things help with that. So one is if you start with the nutrition, your carbohydrates can be very inflammatory, especially processed carbohydrates. So my recommendation would be to start lowering your carbohydrate intake a little bit and bring it as low as you can without feeling odd, and then kind of taper down. And if you notice you're losing some cognitive function or anything like that, then you can taper a little slower, which you probably won't, but it's possible if you're eating a ton. So start there. And then as far as supplements, I'm actually not big on supplements, ironically. Most of my people don't unless there's a real reason. But I would recommend using turmeric. That would absolutely be the best, as well as fish oil. So turmeric will relieve a lot of the inflammation. A good fish oil, which I recommend Mega Red, it's actually a krill oil. It's around $20 a bottle, so it's a little bit more expensive than the standard fish oil, but it works much better. And what that does is it also gets rid of inflammation, and it also will lubricate some of your joints. And then the third step through action I would take, once you have those two down, is just start using your knees. The worst thing you can do is not move, right? So use them every day, maybe on a bike or just go on a walk. Just start getting some blood flow moving through those areas, and that's going to relieve toxins, and that's going to be the quickest way to get you feeling good. And then, of course, the last step would be hydration. So most people think that they drink a lot of water. People swear by it. 99% of people don't. And then I would eat water-dense foods because the absorption through actual food, if you think about it from an evolutionary standpoint, humans didn't carry around gallons and gallons of water. The reason they were so hydrated is because they were getting it through water-dense foods such as watermelon, some water-dense fruits like strawberries and things like that. So I would maybe do some watermelon before bed. That way it has you hydrated throughout the night, and then continue to drink as much water as you can throughout the day. And I just always have a cup of water by me no matter where I go. The second I notice it's by me, I take a few sips, and then I just keep going. You don't need a chug, just kind of keep it consistent. So hopefully that kind of answers your question a little bit. And if not, you can please feel free to ask me another question to elaborate more.
Sure, sure. No, I really appreciate those suggestions. That's very, very helpful. One other question, I guess, for you is, what do you do if you're like new to an area and you live in a place that's geographically not as appealing for exercise. For example, I live part of the time in Minnesota and part of the time in Seattle due to some family situations. Minnesota right now, they just had an inch of snow. So going outside is sort of a negative, and walking around the Mall of America, that doesn't really light my fire. And I'm the sort of person, too, who I'm not a gym rat. I'm not a person who gets a lot of, life out of running on a treadmill. So are there groups that I can plug into, or where do I find other people to walk with? Because I find walking by myself after a while, I feel it gets lonely. And to be honest, I really love to connect with people. I find that walking and talking is, for me, is sort of the greatest thing in the world.
Great question. So first off, it's good that you've done some internal work to understand what motivates you and what does not, and what gives you energy. So things like people give you energy, which is great. And then if you could combine the two with your regimen of working out, that sounds like might be a path that will bring you some consistency. So what I would do is there is groups online where you can find people around your age that walk, that might be in your area. Unfortunately, I do not know those websites. But another suggestion I would say is, if there's any nearby gyms, I would maybe, this is just my idea what I would do, I would go join a gym, and I would start talking to people, just meeting people, and ask people if they'd be interested in joining that journey with you as well. Another thing you can do if you do not want to leave your home, we're all very, very blessed to be in this time era where we have the internet. So there is a lot of ways to get moving indoors. Now, I know that might not light your fire. So one thing I would recommend, what me and my team do, what separates us is we actually work from the inside out, because I am also a cognitive behavioral therapist, and I pretty much got obsessed with psychology. So I got every certification you can think of in the mind. But what I would recommend doing is start doing some internal work with somebody who has experience in the subconscious. So we dig into people's subconscious, and we try to find out why your subconscious is associating pain with going to the gym and things like that. And I'll give you one quick tip without going too long on this. One thing I like to do is, it's something called anchoring. So every time I'm starting a new habit, for example, I take cold showers every morning just to keep my mind strong. And what I did the first 3, 4, 5 times was I put a gigantic smile on my face, because that sends the feedback to my brain that says, hey, every time you smiled in your face up until now, something good has happened. So the more I can associate the two. So every time you go to the gym, I would put a big smile on your face. And even while when you're driving there, make sure you listen to the best music that makes you feel good, and make sure you're involving your body, you're moving with it, and you're dancing, and you're just feeling good. That way you can link as many associations with the gym with pleasure. And so, and if you can laugh, even better, as weird as that might look. So you could create those associations where you connect the two, and just think about your posture. Be like, how would I be standing and sitting and walking and talking as if I felt phenomenal? And then do that every single time you start going to the gym, and you get to the gym, and when you leave the gym, and then reward yourself internally and say, I'm really proud of you, not because you did so good in the gym today, but because you stuck to your word and you kept it consistent and you gave it your all and you gave it some effort. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I know that I've come to realize is that one of the reasons I have a hard time going to a gym is because it seems like everyone has their earbuds in their ears and people aren't interacting.
Yeah.
And I used to work out quite a bit when I was younger, and it just seems like people become turned into more and more into their own little internal world. And it's almost like I'm afraid to interrupt them because it's going to make them angry that, I'm entering into their world, whereas in the past, it does seem like you could enter into people's worlds more easily. And even when you go outside, people are jogging, almost everybody has their headphones on or are in their own little world. And people don't even say hi to each other as much as they used to, because they're all listening to
something else, or they're somewhere else mentally or emotionally or spiritually.
Right. Great point. So
how do you break through that?
Sure. Yeah. So what I would recommend is maybe going to the group classes. So most gyms have group classes mm-hmm. now where they have some type of aerobic classes or anything like that. At that time, mm-hmm. nobody's allowed to. They're not going to have headphones on. And after the mm-hmm. class, you'll notice groups of people start merging together and talking. So just cultivating those relationships in that way if you can. Also, creating relationships with some of the staff and the front desk people and let them know, say, hey, if you know anybody around my around whatever you're looking for, if you're looking for people around your age or whatever, please keep an eye out, and just kind of keep planting the seeds and socializing as much as you can. And I do understand that is a challenge in our day and age with the headphones and all that. But I'm very intrigued by your question. And my email address is on the link, or I can share it at the end of this. And please feel free to reach out. I'd like to solve that problem for you, because I think that's a great problem that a lot of people probably have. And I feel like I can figure out a great solution for it once I can sit down and think a little bit more about it.
Sure. I appreciate that. Just a couple of little tips that I think might be helpful is, because I'm single at this point, I think there's an organization that's called Meetup, and a person can actually even mm-hmm. form their own Meetup group. And that would be one thing if a person really wanted to go hiking or walking or get stimulated, is to reach out to others and find out who else wants to do it and not just turn inward, because I think when you reach out and give to the universe gives back. And I think that, Meetup is a very, one way to do it. There's also another group called Fitness Singles, and I just became aware of them recently, although it's a little intimidating because for some of them, they're already into that cycle. And so, breaking into a group that people have already fit, and I used to be much more fit and I want to get there again, but it's almost like you feel like, well, just the title alone keeps a person from wanting to join because I'm not already fit. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage you to work with a professional internally to help with some of that. Only because everything's a matter of perception. I can mm-hmm. guarantee you, especially with females in my experience, they don't really care about amazing physique. I mean, I've had a magazine quality physique, and it mm-hmm. you'll be surprised how much it just doesn't matter. You'll see the guys with the dad bods, and they're getting just as many girls. So I would recognize your value internally, and I would lead mm-hmm. with that, and then mm-hmm. just you looking to be better and healthier and improving yourself is a big attraction, and I think I think if you can focus on that as opposed to what you are not, but focus on what you are, as generic mm-hmm. as that sounds, I think that if you can work with yourself internally, and this is where it comes to subconscious work, which because you want to get your subconscious on board with your conscious wants, desires, needs, right? So that's why I recommend, working with someone. But me and our team, we do that as well. So we help in that way as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
Yeah, because one thing I've noticed as I've gotten older, I mean, it's so crazy because for years I was very skinny and pretty thin. And then right around 45 or 50 is when things started changing. Now I look in the mirror and I go, oh, my God, you've become the person you never thought you would become. And I think that dealing with that shock and seeing, my weight being so much more, and it's really sort of embarrassing. And because, in my mind, I never thought that, I'd be in the place where I am today. And so now it's like, how do I, claw my way back and not get involved in emotional eating and that kind of thing.
Well, one more thing on that is if anybody listens to Tony Robbins, listening to this, you'll know that his motto is progress equals happiness. And so it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're taking steps every day to get closer to the body that you want, becoming the person you mm-hmm. want, whether you're taking mm-hmm. leaps or whether you're taking baby steps, as long as you keep moving toward that, you'll eventually hit it. So I would actually invest your time and money into a fitness coach that can help you with the physical, you know, part of this journey. And if you can find one like our team that does the mental part of the journey as well, I think that's even better because as long as you're progressing, then you'll hit your goal. It's just working with somebody who understands that everybody's completely different. Your hormones change as you age, so things don't work the same way that they do. So the last thing is that you need someone to work with you on the foods that you're going to enjoy. And that every single thing that we do, it has to be sustainable for 10, 20, 30 years. So if it's a plan for you that you can't see yourself doing in 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 1,000 years, then we will not do it. So everything has to be sustainable and match your lifestyle. And I think the biggest thing is people associate pain with dieting. So they're thinking, oh, I can't eat the foods I like. Oh, I have to sacrifice this. I have to go to the gym every day. And they're associating so much pain subconsciously. I strongly recommend taking advantage of either our free 2-week trial period to try it out or someone similar. Get with somebody online that's been doing this a while that can help you create a plan that coexists with your lifestyle almost seamlessly so you don't even notice that you're even dieting, you know, and that way
it's sustainable. This is some incredible nuggets of information. We have about 4 minutes. I just wanted to give us a little time update. Okay. I love what you said about if you're on the path of movement, and that's already attractive. I think it's attractive to ourselves and to others. I just wanted to bring that up again. I think that's so powerful. We have someone else on the call in the next few minutes with a question. And then I want you to please tell us how people could reach you and your special offer of a gift offer of how they can have the consultation with you. So I'm going to bring on Dr. Cynthia. Are you on there, Dr. Cynthia?
Not yet.
Oh, well, we hear you. That means you're on here.
Oh, you do? You hear me? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, great. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Hey, so I've been listening in. I started off with conventional medical training, and then I went holistic 20 years ago. So my question was what you think about ketogenic diets for weight loss. Like I know a lot of people do those. Do you find those helpful?
Great question. So I am actually currently doing ketogenic diet, and I love it. So I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of each. The pros of a high-carb, low-fat diet is that your metabolism is rocking, usually, as long as everything's in place correctly. So your metabolism's flying. You'll have more strength in the gym. You can burn fat very fast. As counterintuitive as that might sound to the conventional way of thinking. Now, the benefit of ketogenic diet is that the downfall of the high carbohydrate diet, let's say that, because the keto will have opposite. So when you have high carbs, you're going to have your insulin go up and down, and people don't realize your mood is connected to your energy. So when your energy is going up and down, and, you know, by lunchtime you're tired, and after work you're tired, and in the mornings you're tired, that's because of the carbohydrate flux. And your brain, you get brain fog every time that happens, as well as you'll get, you'll be in a worse mood, right? So ketogenic, it's all sustained perfectly throughout the day. You don't have any dips. Your mood stays great, and you feel so good, and you don't hit those brick walls throughout the day or during your workout. So as far as the results for weight loss, I think they both work. I think they both work great. And I believe in trying each and seeing which one works for you. But I would just recommend getting somebody to help you do the transition because going into the ketogenic diet can be rough if you don't have a professional helping you.
Joshua, please tell us how people could reach you and also your special offer. And this seems like a great conversation.
Okay.
We might be able to continue at another time. But please tell us that information because I think a lot of people want to know how to connect with you.
Sure. So you guys can Google J. McCray Fitness, all one word. So that's J-M-C-C-R-A-Y-F-I-T-N-E-S-S. And the best place is Instagram at Instagram.com/J McCray Fitness Official. And the special offer for listeners will be buy 1 month, get 1 month free, or you can get 2 weeks completely free, just as long as you email me at jmcrayfitness@yahoo.com and write radio show in the subject line, and then I'll honor that promotion for you.
Wow, that's a powerful value. So they can get 2 months for free just by writing that to you?
Absolutely. Yeah, buy one month, you get one free, yes. Or 2 weeks.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this amazing offer. The blog also has this information right underneath it. The replay will be available soon. You can listen to it again and reconnect with Joshua. Joshua, thanks again. And everybody, you can tune in at 1 p.m. with Dr. Cynthia as she teaches us how to tell when disease is about to come forward and how to prevent sicknesses. So we'll see you guys at 1 p.m. Tune in soon. Talk to you later.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.